Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I hope this evening or today, whenever you're watching this, I hope I find you healthy, wealthy, and wise. If not, let's at least handle the wise part of it, and we'll have some wise cracks and have a little bit of fun here today. I ended up taking up off last night. I didn't realize this, but it had been about 3 months since I hadn't taken a day off, so I've started working out, and I needed a little extra sleep, and I'm going to try to record these earlier so I can get to bed at a reasonable time, because I've got some muscle to grow. I'm a little sore today, so didn't stop me from working out, though. All right, so let's start with we're going to do a bunch of fun, quick, silly stories, and then we'll get on to our main topic. First, to start off with, an AJ Boreau says, men are not strong enough to handle the bedroom past of a woman they love. This is not a debate. Well, if you mean not willing to handle, I think you spelled strong wrong. You spell that willing. Here's the thing, and I've got a couple more posts that are kind of similar related to this. The problem is, it's very easy to say something like this when life is good. You know, when things are going well for you, you seem to have a selection of guys that are interested in you. It's very easy to feel like you're at the top of the world. However, the problem is that your past will usually haunt you if you've done too many bad things. And the problem is, you're left with two choices. Either A, fess up to it and have guys not interested in you, or get someone that's of maybe a lesser desirability that's willing to accept you for who you are because they don't have much self-confidence, or B, you have to hide your past, and that's all there is to it. So I don't know if it's very easy to put the blame on guys when you've made the mistake. It's called lacking self-accountability. That being said, Rolla Tomasi at The Rational Male on Twitter today or yesterday. Let's see, what's today's date? 2 days ago now. He said, in the future, it will be impossible for women to escape the digital footprint of their bedroom pasts. They collectively know this. Thus, it is necessary to socially condition men to believe their manhood is insecure if they hold any standards for women, just like I mentioned in the previous post. Again, if I have done something wrong and I don't think society will accept it, I can either feel bad about myself, or I can just blame everybody else for their problem of feeling the way they do about me. And of course, that's going to be the way it is. This young Ashley here, or Ashley Young, says, I just turned 18, going to be posting a lot on my OnlyFans due to the bug. I have limited time special going on right now. Go check out my bio. No. It's very simple now. I'm especially with some of our favorite adult sites are putting out offers out there for premium for free right now. So when you have you can search very comfortably on many of these sites and find, I don't know, 18 million things to look at. I don't think anybody right now is interested in fessing up any money. Next, somebody posted this on Reddit, and they took a screenshot while they were searching some other site. But this is from Twitter again. It's a young lady that says, I need help with my bills. I'm not even going to fake the funk. I'm tired of being independent. Jesus, I need you, and I need a companion, husband, somebody. I'm not complaining. I'm just being honest. It's hard out here for a young single woman with kids. Y'all keep fronting. I'm being 100%. And, you know, this is why some women watch my videos, because they understand the message I'm putting out is trying to let women know that this is the future that they may be coming into, and they're going to be unhappy. I'm not picking on her. I'm not teasing her. Like I've said before, I actually feel bad for her. Now, I know a lot of you say, hey, she made the mistakes and she earned this, and now she's made her bed and now she has to lie in it. I agree with you. But if anybody could get the message before they make those mistakes and maybe not be in this situation and instead say, hey, you know what? I dated. I met somebody that was quality. I saved my ability to pair bond and love somebody. And I met him, and we're in love, and we're married, and then I had a family with him, and et cetera, et cetera. and I accept him for his faults, and he accepts me for my faults, and we talk through it, and hey, look at us, we're adulting. That doesn't happen anymore. And because of it, this is kind of what's going to happen. Now, let's say that, for example, if she doesn't, she's going to get help from the state, but apparently it's not enough because she still needs help with her bills. So, you know, now she's also, you know, doesn't have many choices ahead of her. Next, a young lady decides to take off her clothes, ignores the quarantine. Let me reword that because I'll have to remove that word. She ignores the please stay inside, and she decides to sit on the charging bull in the middle of Manhattan and gets her photo taken without clothing. And basically, she just said, you know, it's a stunt. Good job. Good job. Good for you. Again, can't go 5 minutes without having somebody pay attention to me, please. Okay, here's something from the news, which I thought was funny. And here's why a lot of people do not believe what is going on when they hear it on the news. The biggest bug worries. Let's see, it says 48% are worried about getting it. The 62% are worried about someone in their family getting it. And 68% are worried about the economy. That's right, everybody. 178% of people are worried about it. I think that's everyone worried twice. If they can't even do simple math, why would you ever take their word for anything else? I did a video on this about a week ago, and the woman who licked a toilet seat for the bug challenge, she talks to Dr. Phil about her stunt and admits she lied about it. But more interesting, and I'll see if I can remember, and I'll change this to a tiny URL and put it below my post here, so you can follow the story if you want to read the whole thing. It's very short, but it basically says, Dr. Phil says, "What the heck were you thinking when you're licking a toilet seat on an airplane on the way to spring break when the country's shut down?" Dr. Phil asks. Now here's what's coming up that's interesting. She says, "I bleached that seat," the 22-year-old explains of her alleged off-camera cleaning habit, but she goes on to claim it was her sugar daddy plane, and she had taken it down to spring break with a friend of hers. Really, it wasn't that dirty. Well, now we know how these influencers are once again are making all this money. Not only does she have a person more than happy to, and I don't know if I need to take that word. If I did a big blank back there, that means that the algorithm made me unedit it. But now we understand how, again, a little bit more proof how these influencers are really making all their money, and it's not just the little ads they get to sell on their page. When Dr. Phil challenged her asking why she did it, and if the video was taken to show there's no danger, she responded saying the bathroom was dirty because of people using it, not because of the bug, which is continuing to sweep through the United States as well as the world. Dr. Phil accused her of lying to the people by not disclosing she had cleaned the toilet. She confirmed she had. And though her reasoning behind her prank wasn't to prove it was the bug's no big deal, it was allegedly because she was upset it was getting more attention than her. Yes, a global problem, but she's upset because it was getting more attention than her. This is the epitome of like narcissism, I'm telling you. Let me see if I can read this in a voice that's like, I was like really annoyed that the bug was getting more publicity than me, she said in the interview, claiming she had a song that was going viral, but no one was covering it. I represent the whole Gen Z population and that I'm not terrified of the bug, she said. I manipulated headlines. I'm starting to sound like Cartman. I manipulated headlines, she says of the toilet seat licking before she goes on to congratulate herself. Later in the interview, when aired Thursday, Dr. Phil called her spoiled and entitled before she threatens to cough on him. He also asks her, if you infect one person that loses their life, is it worth it for you to have this attention? To which she claims, yeah. Welcome to our next generation, everyone. I'm not going to ever do that voice again, so I was just in the mood for this silly girl. This one really actually bothered me. So here in the United States, the stimulus check won't be in the mail for Americans who owe child support. But if you owe back taxes or late on student loan payments, you still get it. That doesn't disqualify from people getting the full amount they're eligible to. Only child support. Shocking. Shocking. I'm telling you, you fellas out there, having kids is just not the way to go today. You just can't do it. It's not feasible. Hero of the day. Giampiero Giron. I hope I'm saying that right. Giampiero Giron, 85 years old. He's a doctor. He has gone back to work in Italy. Spain? Italy? Giampiero sounds Italian. Anyway, they asked for my availability, and I said yes. When you decide to be a doctor in life, you get involved. I swore an oath. That's the Hippocratic Oath. Afraid of getting sick? Then it's better not to be a doctor. That man right there is a hero. Because, you know, if something happens to him at his age, odds are not in his favor. But that man's still suited up and put on his gear, and he's a superhero. That right there, in my opinion, is superhero gear. So hero of the day. Next, so I talked again in one of my videos a couple of days ago about I think the EU is coming to an end. And I've heard from a couple people left some comments in there that they agree with me. This is really an important story here because I think it kind of corroborates that, or says Italy is becoming impatient with the lockdown and social unrest is brewing. It says police had to descend on a supermarket after reports people had taken food to feed themselves as patience turns to desperation. And let me scroll down to the important part. The strain is showing in the south of the country, where one man in Apulia reportedly called police after the bank closed and he couldn't withdraw his mother's pension, their only income. Footage shows him shouting at officers, telling them that the family has no money, his mother begging them to go home so she could show them they have no food. It's hard to watch. It's what desperation looks like. Another video has been shared around the country showing a father with his young daughter addressing the Italian prime minister, saying it's already 15 to 20 days that we've been inside and we're at our limit. He gestures to his little girl who's eating a piece of bread and says, like my daughter, other children in a few days won't be able to eat this bit of bread. Rest assured, you will regret this because we're going to have a revolution. And, you know, it's easy. Maybe it's not easy. I don't know. I wasn't really thinking ahead about what I wanted to say here, but I think it's important to, when I see on Twitter these actresses and these Hollywood elites and whatever saying, we're in this together, as they stroll around their expensive mansion, and you know very well they could easily have a fleet of people going out and picking up all this, you know, luxury food for them and bringing it back to their, probably their kitchen that's very much like a restaurant kitchen in their 15 million palatial home, or even somebody like me, because I could afford to get all these things here next to me, to have things for both my parents that are staying here with me while this is happening, and myself. I feel so privileged and so lucky next to people like this, and people like maybe some of you that are working, you know, working guys out there, and gals too, I suppose. Anyone that's working through this, or even worse, that's not working through this, and has gotten laid off and didn't have enough to save up to be able to feed themselves. This is a genuine worry. So anytime you're thinking like, oh man, I don't have a new video game to play, or there's nothing to watch TV, just remember that there are people that are literally going hungry. I read another story in India where some men had walked and hitchhiked and maybe jumped trains to go over 1,000 kilometers for work, and when they got there was no work. And at the same token, because the work had shut down and they had no money, they had gone 3 days without getting food until somebody came over, and there was about a dozen of them, and got food. And some of the guys were crying just because they were so grateful and so happy, because they genuinely thought that they were going to go hungry. So remember this in these times right now, that whenever you think things aren't going so well for you, we have electricity, we have fresh water, we have sanitation, we have food, we have our loved ones around us. Things are really, really good. And if you're not in that situation, the most I can say is stay strong and maybe I should look for a charity or something to, and if I, maybe I'll look for something. But the problem with a lot of charities is that the upper echelon tends to keep 98% of the money and very little bit of it trickles down through. But if any of you have come across any places that you know are taking donations, please let me know in the comments down below. I genuinely would be interested. You guys have been very generous and kind to me over the past few months in donating. I have no problems in donating, and I'd like to do something. I can't go out and deliver groceries for to people that are older, because I live with two people that are 75 and 85, and I do not want to bring anything home with me, no matter how careful I am. But if you guys know some place that I can send some shekels, I will do that, and I will show the receipt online. And so if you guys come up with something, maybe I'll make a note of it on my video. If it's a really good cause and we know the money is going to get to people that are definitely in need, and maybe I'll set something up where we can do something, because I'd like to be able to support somebody during this. Next. So that was kind of where Italy was. And they're talking about La Revolution. And here we go from the American thinker. Globalism gone bust. The Italians burn the EU flag, vow to leave the EU over EU's lousy bug response. Now that Italy has recorded its 10,000th person leaving us, a third of the global total, and nearly 1,000 just yesterday, Italians are questioning the value of globalism, and more specifically asking what good its European Union membership does it. Sentiment is soaring for getting out and going it alone. Britain did it, why not Italy? Locals are now torching European Union flags, and Italian politicians are ramping up the talk about getting the heck out of the Union altogether. I suspected this was going to happen during the Italian balcony singing event, noting that most of the songs sung were classical Italian songs, not global pop hits. I don't know if that was a joke. The horror since increased in the country, and here's what's going now around Twitter. This is serious for the EU. Italy, one of four big nation states, including the UK, and it says the new trend is spreading on social media among Italians. Under the slogan, "We will save ourselves," Italians burn the flag of the EU while playing the Italian national anthem. The discontent has boiled right into the halls of the European Union, which one Italian poll is calling a den of snakes and jackals, calling it for an Italexit, or an Italian pullout from the European Union altogether. There's quite a bit of bitterness, and it's quite sparsely reported, the most reliable source of which is the pro-Brexit Express of London. They go on to say, the bug has sparked its unprecedented crisis throughout the European Union, with a huge rift erupting between the 27 member states. This week's failure to agree a joint EU economic response to the crisis has already set off a wave of furious criticism for the leaders in Italy, Portugal, and Spain. On Thursday, Germany and Netherlands and other northern European countries rejected the plea of the nine EU countries for so-called bonds to soften the economic input. Following the heated exchanges, Italian newspaper headlines condemned the EU's response, describing Brussels as dead and ugly. And they go on to say, translation basically is, let's see, what the Italians have learned in this instance is that globalization, as personified by the European Union, has failed. In their hour of need, they're getting aid from places like Albania, Russia, and Cuba, not their big EU neighbors. Oh, the Germans did send a jet the other day for grave cases to be taken to Germany for treatment, but the plane houses 44. It's unlikely to make much difference given what Italy is up against. And basically, the EU has said, and I didn't read it, but I did read it somewhere in this article. I will also put a tiny URL below so you can read it, where basically the EU told Italy, you're on your own. So much for the European Union. And lastly, the last story, the divorce rates jumping in bug quarantine couples. And we knew this was coming. I'd like to think that all the guys are sitting at home wanting to do their hobbies and maybe play games and kind of do whatever, and they realize that the annoyance and the hassle that they're getting for wanting to do their hobbies and not being an entertainment source for their spouse, they're realizing that the pleasures that they get from their spouse is not equaling the pain. That's my imagination, but I can just see that happening, especially after that video that I had up here the other day of the woman cutting through all the cables between the guy's computer and the wall. It says divorce filings are skyrocketing from isolated, weary, and financially stressed couples. according to the top matrimonial attorneys, who are experiencing a 50% rise in inquiries from potential clients. Now, here's what's interesting. I think this is being led by the guys, and I'll tell you why. And what you'll see a little bit more here, but I'll tell you why. Number one, I think guys are getting fed up. But number two, with the stock market taking the hit that it did, a lot of their investments, and this is what they say in this story, a lot of their investments have taken a hit, and so they're not, they may not lose as much financially by pulling the ripcord and getting out. We know it's probably not the women, because at this time, women seem to be reaching out for a little bit more financial and emotional support. According to leading Manhattan family law experts, some couples forced to spend time together while together in cramped apartments or even in palatial pads haven't fared well during the bug outbreak. Making matters worse, dramatic sways in the financial markets were further spur a wave of wealthier divorces because richer spouses may decide they want out while their net worth dips, potentially helping them avoid larger settlements, legal experts say. New York City Power divorce attorney William D. Zabel, a founding partner of blah, 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 told Page Six, "We've had an increased amount of calls in the past week from people seeking representation for proceedings, a 50% increase, and I've been hearing the same from my colleagues at other firms." Zabel, whose clients include Jane Welsh during her divorce from late GE CEO Jack Welsh, billionaire George Soros, golfer Greg Norman, Howard Stern, Matt Lauer, explained, and those are all very, very well-to-do men, "People who have enjoyed busy lives suddenly find themselves confined together at a time of incredible anxiety." He added, "If wealthy people are looking for rationale for a divorce, the economic downturn is often a motivation. The net worth of the moneyed spouse is lower, and therefore a settlement could be lower. I anticipate there will be a number of high-profile divorce cases in the coming months." Melissa Theon, a couples therapist and clinical director of the Ackerman Institute for the Family in New York City, told the Post, "Many fights coming out of this will stem from not having space and being overwhelmed," adding that in Asia, requests for a divorce from couples coming out of months plus quarantines cannot be processed fast enough. So, you know, I find this really interesting because so many men, when you're single or have been single and you say, you know, I wish I had a partner, someone I could rely upon, someone I could be close to, someone that would be a part of my life, someone to enjoy. People always tend to remember the good times. And either they remember the good times in the past or they haven't had them yet and assume everything's going to be a good time. But they don't often remember how bad things can get and how cramped and how you don't feel like you have your free time that you want. And you can't just do whatever you want and eat whatever you want and go whatever you want, spend whatever you want. Those things all go away. And so when it really boils down to it, where does happiness lie? I still firmly believe that happiness lies in short-term, enjoyable, fun, relaxing relationships. And then when it's time to get real, then it's over. Because usually when it's time to get serious, that only benefits the woman, not the man. Because then the man's got to start giving up some of his freedoms, and she starts getting control over things, and the ultimate, you know, marriage is just basically him and her signing a contract that if he does anything that upsets her, she's going to take the golden parachute, jump out of the plane, and leave with a great exit package. Guys, I'm going to leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, save your nickels as far as that goes. Don't worry about giving me anything right now. Save it up and let me know. Let's read through the comments if you guys know of anybody or know of any something really good, whether it's over in Europe where they're really getting hard or something here in the States, wherever, where maybe we can, I don't know, maybe we can put something together and get a care package out or something for struggling families somewhere. I would be really happy with that. But one thing I will ask you to do for me to support me, like, comment, and share. Those three always are doing well, and a subscribe would be awesome too if you're up to it. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And and I had a great saying here I wanted to say. We who lived in concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they often they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a man but one thing. That last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. And that's by Victor E. Frankl. And I thought that was a really lovely quote, only because it just says, when things are down and it looks like there's no way out, men still stepped up to give that last piece of bread to somebody else to show that you choose your own attitude in any given circumstance. So try to remain positive. Try to look at the good side of life. If you've gone down a road that you're not quite sure where you're going in life, maybe this is a good opportunity or bad opportunity, but it's nonetheless, it's happening. So maybe this is an opportunity to get some redirection and focus in your life. Guys, enjoy your evening. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker.